This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. An Israeli airstrike destroyed a UN school building housing displaced Palestinians on Wednesday. The airstrike hit the school building, and smoke was seen rising as people rushed to the scene searching for their children. Many Palestinians were seeking shelter on Wednesday after fleeing their homes in southern Gaza as Israel pressed on with its military offensive in the densely populated enclave. Residents say Israeli forces carried out new strikes in the southern city of Rafah amid fierce fighting with Palestinian militants overnight. Palestinian health officials say at least 12 people were killed in new strikes in central and northern Gaza. U.S. President Joe Biden insisted again Wednesday he is staying in the 2024 presidential race. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked if the president is stepping down after his debate performance last week.
Absolutely not. He's moving forward as being president. He's moving forward with his campaign, as his campaign has been very, very clear about that.
A top aide quoted the president as saying in a campaign conference call, "I am running. I am the leader of the Democratic Party. No one is pushing me out." But alternatives are still being discussed by Democrats. A longtime Biden ally, South Carolina Congressman Jim Clyburn, says he would back a mini primary leading up to next month's Democratic convention if Biden were to leave the race. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Haitian Prime Minister Gary Conille told the UN Security Council on Wednesday that the arrival of the first police officers from Kenya under a UN-backed mission marked a critical stage to restoring security in the Caribbean country ravaged by gang violence. Some 200 Kenyan police arrived in Haiti last week as part of the long-delayed mission mandated to help national police fight armed gangs that have taken over most of the capital, Port-au-Prince. This is VOA News. The full force is set to number over 2,500, but it remains unclear when these could arrive while funding has lagged far behind requirements. The violence has led to a humanitarian crisis that has driven nearly 600,000 Haitians from their homes and forced millions into severe food insecurity. Reuters correspondent Arthi Thayaparan reports.
Some 5 million people are struggling to feed themselves due to the conflict, according to the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification. That's an international benchmark used to assess hunger. Soaring food prices have also fueled the crisis. The cost of fresh fish was up 60% in March compared to a year ago, according to Haiti's statistics agency. Unable to work, families are depending on food rations and hygiene kits brought in by NGOs. The World Food Program is a major meal supplier.
That was Reuters correspondent Arthi Thayaparan. British politician Nigel Farage is vying to win his first seat in Parliament in Thursday's parliamentary elections. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Nigel Farage's supporters are out in full force in England's Clacton-on-Sea to ensure he wins his first ever seat in Parliament. Representing the right-wing Reform Party, Farage says a victory would shake up British politics in the same way that Marine Le Pen's national rally is doing in France. A supporter of Donald Trump's, he's the man who sold Brexit to millions of voters, but failed 7 times to be voted in. This time, Farage rates his chances of winning a seat in this seaside town at over 50%.
That was Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. Chancellor Olaf Scholz of Germany said on Wednesday he was concerned about the prospect of a far-right victory in the second round of France's parliamentary elections this weekend. The anti-immigration National Rally Party of Marine Le Pen dominated the first round of the snap vote called by President Emmanuel Macron. A strong showing in Sunday's second round could give the party control of France's government for the first time. Scholz promised to stand by all the Democrats in France who were fighting to prevent a national rally-led government. And thousands of people have been ordered to evacuate as wildfire rages out of control in Northern California. More than 1,200 hectares of grass and woodland have been consumed since Tuesday when a blaze started just outside the town of Oroville, with authorities telling 13,000 people to leave the area. The region has been gripped by an exceptionally dangerous heat wave that is making conditions worse. Oroville is located just 38 kilometers from Paradise, a community that was nearly destroyed in 2018 by the deadliest wildfire in California history. 85 people died in that disaster. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.